Okay, good morning. So we're holding here
Good
Nunav
morning.
Beis Hanoider min HaKavosh. Someone makes a neder from Kavosh. So Ein Yasser Ela min HaKavosh. He's only Yasser from Kavosh. Kavosh means it was soaked in brine and Kavosh is a certain type of eating, how you eat the food. So that, what exactly does that include? So the Gemara says, "Ein yasser elam a kavosh shel yerek." He's only yasser if on a kavosh shel yerek, on a vegetable that is soaked in the brine. But he's not yasser on other types of food, such as meat or fish or other things that are soaked. Why? So we have a machlokes. What's the reason? Why is it only mean Yerek? If there's a lot of different types of foods that could be pickled, so why do we limit it to Yerek, to vegetables? So Ran says the first pshat. Ran says because top line, min hakavosh ha-kavosh. Because when he said the words HaKavosh, Mashma HaYadua, the Hey stands for, it sounds like the Hey HaYadua, the stomach of the Yerek. Like we know that whenever you have the Hey means the descriptive one. Like it says in the beginning of Masechtos, when it starts out with a Hey, for example, in Kiddushin, it starts out, Ha'isha Niknas, V'shloisha Drachim. So, or Ha'ish Mekadesh. So, Taisus in the beginning of these Masechtas always wants to know why it's to say Ha'ish Mekadesh, Ha'isha. It should just say Isha Miskadesh B'Shloisha Drachim, Ish Mekadesh, Bayu B'Shloisha. Why do they have to say the Hey? So Tosis's answer, why does it say a Hey? He says, because it must be referring to a Hey HaYadua. Must be a certain type of Hey which is known. And which way is it known? The answer is, it's talking about a certain person. And which one is that? That's the one of the pasuk. The answer is the pasuk says ki kach ish isha. If a man takes a lady and gets married, so that's what it means. Ha ish mekadesh, that man of the pasuk, and ha isha miskadesh is that lady of the pasuk. But when it comes to Masechtas Ksuvos, it says besula nisus liyam rabi. It doesn't say the hey in the beginning of the word. It says just besula nisus, not ha besula nisus. So the Taisus wants to know why over there it doesn't say hey. The answer is because it's not referring to a pasuk. So it's not a hey, how you do it. There is no pasuk where it says that there's a takana that if a lady gets married, she should get married on Wednesday, so there should be a tainus pesulim. There is no such a pasuk. So this was a total takanas chachamim. So therefore we don't say habesulim nisus. So this is an idea. We have it different times when we have hay, but this is just one part where I just picked out where you see the hay is hey, how you do it. So the Ran seems to use that idea. Hey, HaKavosh, the one that is soaked. Which food is the soaked food? The one that is the known food? It must be Stama di Yeriku. The vegetable is the one that's most common, that known as the one that is soaked in brine and getting ready to eat.
You don't like the word pickle.
Yeah, you could say pickled. So yeah, so that's the pshat of that's the pshat of the run. Now the Rashi doesn't say anything about the Hayadua, which leads us to say that Rashi argues. And the Rush and the Tosis. The Rashi says, "Ein asher al b'kavosh yarku, the stam kavosh yarku." Stam. When it's pickled, what do we eat? What type of food is it? A vegetable, yerek. And that's what the Rosh, and that's what Taisa says. So seems like they're learning when you just say, I have a, I'm making a neder against HaKavosh. According to the Rashi, it's Stam HaKavosh. When you say Kavosh, what do you mean? According to Rashi, Stam Kavosh is Yeriku. Or say they all say the same shot, the Rashi, the Rush. When you say kavosh or lie, you mean what kavosh? The one which is the stammer. Like we know, stam, there's always a stam. The stam hava, If you say you're borrowing money and you don't say how long, it's 30 days. The Rashi says when Bilam was hurting his foot against the wall, it says he was hurting his foot on a wall. So Rashi says, Stam geder avanim. Stam geder is made out of stones. So this is one more stam. Stam kavush means yerek. A stam kavush is vegetables. And therefore, that's how Rashi, the Rush, and the Ran, Rashi, the Rush, and the Taisus interpret HaKavosh to be Aser Min
Are they
HaKavosh.
only learning that way because the next line is adding more? Like if we didn't have that next line, wouldn't Kavosh have meant everything?
Well, it's not clear. Yeah, I hear. According to the Rashi, they're saying it's stam, but this is a stomach. This is a stomach. It could be it's limited to yerek, to vegetables. Not clear. I'm not sure which way Rashi holds kavush. Stam, a stam item is kavush, is yerek. It's a good question to ponder. Let's go look a little further. We'll see if it's mukhrach. It's forced. So the words continue in the Mishnah, the second line. Kovush Shani Tayyim. So Mercy says a nether, which you add in the words koinim, name, Kovush Shani Tayyim. Makes it, I will be usher on me like a carbon to have any kovush. Shani Tayyim that I should taste. So he's adding in another word, which is a good question. Why do you need the word shani toyim? What does that extra words do for you? So the Ran versus Rashi, Rush, and Tosfos have to deal with that kasha. The Ran says, "What do you? What if you say the words kavush, koinim kavush, shani toyim, also b'cholak kavushim? You're also on anything that's pickled." So the Ran says over here, two lines at the top and the end of the line, kavush shani toyim. So the Ran holds, it all depends if you say the hey idea. So by the second case of the Mishnah, he didn't say hey idea. He just said kavush. So if he just said kavush, he just means regular kavush.
He's expanding.
So kavush is everything.
Right. Or he would
So
have said
that,
HaKavosh and Nishani to
yeah, so
him.
here, this is what Max is saying. If you don't say ha kavush, then just mean everything.
It's kind of strange that maybe the Rush, I mean the Gemara itself, when it explains it, it says HaKavosh, right? And it seems to me like the Rush would say, yeah, it's irrelevant, just the way the Mishnah is saying Ha Asur B'chol HaKavosh.
No, because HaKavushim is not a hey idea. Although there's a hey, the hey idea is when you say it as like a description.
Maybe it must
HaKavush.
be a yeah.
This is
But
just an
it's
explanation.
an explanation. No, I know it's an explanation, but
What I'm saying
interesting
is
how
because
they.
the Mishnah gives two cases that forces us to limit the first case, because otherwise, how are they different?
You want to know what would be if we just had one line? If we
Yeah,
just had the first
right.
line? Well, according to Rashi, HaKavosh, if you just said HaKavosh,
It
if
would
you
be
said.
whether you said Hakavosh or Kavosh, according to the Tosfos, like. With the Rashi, but then it would be limited. It's the Shani Toim that expands it.
No, just, yeah, but he's talking about HaKavosh.
It would be irrelevant whether it's in HaKavosh or Kavosh according to the Tzad of the Tosfos, because the Iker thing at play is Shani Toim. Shani Toim
But he's saying
expands it.
without Shani Tayim, the question he Max just wants to know is it stam because you said the word kavush, ha-kavush.
Oh, then it's only vegetables. No,
Because
what I'm
Tosfos is
saying
only
is, what I'm
vegetables.
saying is that all of a sudden we come to this idea of what is the stam das, but that's only because there's two cases. So then the first case must be stam das. If you only had one case, they probably would have included everything that's in brine or pickled or whatever. Because that was what your words were.
But there's the debate about what is it inclusive or not.
Well, but that's only because there's two cases, meaning that the second case has to include more than the first case.
But maybe this letter is just a restriction to pickled vegetables. I'm not sure why it would just be.
Yeah, but why would you think that it's everything and not the most popular thing?
Yeah.
Because we've never had that before where all of a sudden we're just like, what is the smallest amount?
Well,
no,
right.
Not just the smallest, but the most
like
popular.
The
thing that you associate it with the most. So if I associate pickling with vegetables only, then that's probably what I meant.
Well, we did have one thing. We had Hanoider min hayored l'taner. I won't have any benefit from something that goes down into a taner. So what is that referred to? That refers to bread. That's bread. Even though a lot of things might go into the taner, down into the taner. So one pshat that they say, just simple pshat, is because that's the most common, that's what people call it. The stam yored l'taner mashmapas. The Ran says, stam yored l'taner mashmapas. So here too, it sounds exactly the same. The stam kovash yeriku. So that's a similarity where you see, this has to do with v'nedarim halachah kalashim v'nedarim. What do people mean when they say that word? So if you go like that, then what do people mean when they say kavash?
I think Max is learning like the run, which means if I just had kavash, I would think everything.
No, this would apply to
and
all
then,
of
hey, the limits.
No, he's not going the run. He's asking on Rashi even. Rashi, the Rush, Tysus. If it
I don't
was
know
just
he's asking, I'm saying he's thinking like the run.
I'm saying that
the Ran says if you say kavash alone, it means everything. You would think everything. It's only the hey yadia that limits it to one.
No,
thing.
For me, it's not the hey yadia. It's that there's a second case, meaning that the first case must be limited then.
Not because of the hey, but simply because there's a second case.
Like the fact that the Mishnah gives you two cases means that they're not exact. They have to have a difference. So now they're all figuring out how do we know that, like, what's the difference?
If there was one case, it would automatically be all.
Yeah, that's what
I don't understand.
Why would you think if it's one, you associate it means everything?
Yeah,
and I'm saying no. It could be, I mean, like your Yored L'taner. If it's one, it would be the most popular thing.
So this is Shaila. How do you read it? Do you read it? Kavash means all types of pickled items, or do you say Kavash means the most popular one? That's the Shaila. So. That's the Shiloh. So he's asking, did you say only because we had two cases? And the second case is Marbe, other things. So then the first case must be only, but it doesn't seem to be that it's, let's say you only say one, a standalone. If someone just says Min HaKavosh or Min Kavosh, according to Rashi, the Russian Tysus, he will be also only on Yerah. And the Rashi is saying, because that's the classical thing of kavash. When you say I'm having a barbecue, let's say, it could be everyone understands what you're going to make on the barbecue.
You understand there's mushrooms.
Not mushrooms.
Grilled portobello mushrooms.
No, you understand the classic.
I mean, I guess we would need more cases to see, but if that's the case. Either way, it's irrelevant.
He lines up with the Ron.
Yeah.
His thinking lines up with the Ron, because the Ron looks at as the default.
No, the Ron's just giving an
the
answer.
The default is everything. It's just the hey idea that limits the one thing.
Yeah, true.
So I'm saying
that's true.
In that way, his thinking lines up with
the one. Okay.
It might be
fine.
For a different reason.
Okay, fine. So that's the pshat of how Rashi, so we have a machlekes here between Rashi, Rush, and Tosfos against the Ran. What is the, where do you learn from? And this is going to affect the next part of the Mishnah also. Because when the second case of the Mishnah says, Kovosh Shani Toyim, they made a neder, Koinim Kovosh Shani Toyim, I won't taste something Kovosh. So the word Shani Toyim is adding in more inclusive, more ideas that I won't even taste it. So why do you have to add that in? You must be coming to be marbed something. So also B'chal Kavushim, he's also on all the Kavushim. Now, Rashi says, on this case, Rashi says two lines on the top, Avol Oimer Kovosh Shani Toyim. Yes, Rashi is saying that if he would say Kovosh Shani Toyim, right? Actually, it seems the Gemara is taking on that you just go with the classical Kovosh and the classical Shaluk, right? The next case is also going to be, look at the third line at the top. Min ha-shaluk. Any other element? Min ha-shaluk shal basar. If you say I'm going to have something which is, let's say, overcooked or undercooked, you're also on the overcooked basar. So you see, again, we're going on that. Look at the next Mishnah. Min ha-tzli. Ain't an usher element tzli shal basar. Dear Reb Yehuda. See, I want to have tzli. You're also on tzli shal basar. On roasted, on a barbecue of meat. That's the pasha pshat of a roast, of a barbecue. And therefore, that's all that's usher. And min ha-maliach, the next case, I won't have salt, something salted. Any usher element ha-maliach shall dug. You're only usher on salted fish. And everything else that's salted is not usher.
So they always go with what's the stum. So if I say I won't eat anything that you chew, I really mean bubble gum. Like...
If you say to someone, why are you chewing so much? You know, I also want to chew. Why are you chewing so much? You look like a cow. I make a nether. I'm not going to chew. Then maybe we know what you're talking about. Because that's what they said. It's a classical case. You have to know. But this is Lashon Bnei Adam. Lashon Bnei Adam is you're going with the stomach. Yeah, very fascinating. But I think you see for the next four cases that's going to be the
so the run learns shiny tone just is doing nothing.
Oh,
very limited.
Yeah. Or even putting it in your mouth. Is that what?
So the Rashi learns shiny tone means comes to include that even all kvushim. So look at the Rashi. The Rashi says, "Avalamar kavu shani toim ha'il v'amar ki yailish nasis said such a lashon also b'chalak kvushim also on all the kvushim v'odim chalanach." And also in all these cases, we're going to see shaluk. Shaluk is aser and shaluk shabaser, but shaluk shani taim aser b'chalat shalukim. Tzli aser b'tzli shabaser, but tzli shani taim aser b'chalat tzliim. Yeah, so that's going to be the pattern that we're going to keep on going. So and the Rashi explains: Amar b'shaluk stam ein yasel b'shaluk shabaser. The stam shaluk shalem ein yala baser because that's the stam. V'dayte lehavi yala baser. The darkles bashal v'la hayshaluk because meat is the one thing that is used to do that type of shaluk, whether it means overcooked or undercooked. Okay, the Rosh also says the same shot. It doesn't even add anything. The Tosis says the same shot and doesn't even add anything.
The Ran
is going to argue. Yeah, so let's see the Ran. The Ran goes Lushi Tosik. Second line from the top. Kavush She'ani Toyim. The end of the line. Hotzbuchal Kavush. The Kivan Shez Kiru Belayay. But since he here noticed the way he said his Neder on line two, the way he said it was without a hay, he just said Kavush She'ani Toyim. Without a hay, so therefore you lose the identifying descriptive feature of the hay. So you therefore you're back to stam kavush, not even stam kavush. Kavush is anything kavush according to the Ran. So it means everything. So that would be everything other shani toyim other b'chol hakavushim, and you have the word shani toyim that tells you anything I taste of kavush is pickled is other. So therefore you also b'chol hakavushim. So
what's he adding really?
With which part?
The shiny toim.
Yes, okay. That's the problem. The problem that the Ran wants to know is that just all you have to do is take off the hay and then we would know you're also on all the pickled things. Why do you have to say that I taste it? So the Ran here, third line from the top, give just give a lay idea, call kavush, but mashma means all kavush is also. Udiktani shani toim. So why do you have to say shani toim? It sounds like without the word shani toim, you wouldn't be usher on everything. Lav misha, he says, don't think like that. Don't think. Lav mishum di lo yomer shani toyim le mitzvah b'chalak kavushim. Don't think that if you won't say the words shani toyim, then you won't be included to be usher on all kavushim. No, it's not true. Devadai kivin damar kavush. If you use the word kavush without the hay, mitzvah b'kulik. He is usher on all types of kavush just by the fact that he said kavush without the hay. So Ella, the Rabusa Naktes, why do you say the words Shani Toyim? Is teaching me a chiddush. De'afilu amar Shani Toyim, even though you added in the extra words, which is a riboy, that I will taste it, Shani Toyim, or I should not taste it, whether you call it Shani or Shani, I won't taste it. So So he said kavush includes everything. Then he said shani toyim. And then we say iyamar kavush in iloy loy. But the real defining factor is if he said ha kavush or kavush. If he said ha kavush, he's also only on the specially pickled yerek, the vegetables. If he didn't say ha kavush, he's only also he's also on everything. But if when he says shani toyim doesn't push you over the top. If let's say you said ha kavush shani toyim,
it would still only be ha kavush.
It would still
be the one thing.
Hakovish.
So Shani Tom is doing nothing.
Shani Tom is just bringing forth how big a chiddush it is. The big chiddush is that Hakovish is so limited to the description of the one that we know, which is Yerek of vegetables, that even if you say Hakovish Shani Toyim, still, even though you said Shani Toyim and it sounds like you're being marba something, we say still it's only Yerek. Eloy, if you don't say kavush, then it's not going to be also in everything. Even though you said shani toyim,
so shani toyim does nothing for him.
It doesn't add, but it's just stretching, showing
it's
you
just
the
showing, it's showing right his right. But well, in reality, if I say shani toyim, it means nothing.
Right. Yes.
One second, but it strengthens
the power
of the hay ayudia. That even if I say an expanding lashon of shani toim, that if you said hey ayudia, I think that was how you explained it yesterday, Rabbi.
Yeah.
That it sticks. Hey ayudia sticks. It's limited.
Yeah.
Right. But in reality, when you say it, it means nothing.
Yeah. Correct. The bottom line, if you said the koine name from min ha kavush shani toyim. In the bottom line,
it means he's using it as a drush for this in the Mishnah. It's a drush, but in reality, the words shani toyim don't do anything.
Isn't that similar in when we were learning hamavushal and tashal shani toyim? I mean, there's the hey and ha. Didn't it also not mean much according to the Ran? We either had a hamavushal or tashil sha'ani toim.
Yes, if you go back to the Mem test, we've had this idea already twice. That's true. So if you look back on that Mem test, Amud Aleph, because we've had sha'ani toim in the Mishnah right here.
Yeah.
It says tavshil sha'ani toim.
Yeah.
Tavshil Shani Toyim. So I won't taste a tavshil. What's a tavshil? So a tavshil, we say, is something that you have, maisa kederah, a soft food that you eat together with bread. And not a hard food, ava, a thick food, hard food that you don't eat with bread. So the Ran right here, and the Mem Tesa Medala, third line from that third wide line, as he's explaining that this idea that he said a koyin im tavshil shani toyim also b'maisik derirach. So he's saying tavshil. Now tavshil plain tavshil means something that's cooked and eaten with bread. But he also adds in the word shani toyim. Why does he add that those words in? So the third wide line says bay rifta on mem tesamid al. Third wide line v'chikatani shani toyim. Why do you have to say the words shani toyim that I won't taste it? So the answer is Lav Davka the Omar Hachi. Lav Davka. Not specifically that he said this. Elul Rabusa Nokta. He grabbed it on for a Kiddush. Loimer to teach me Diafilu Omar Shani Toyeim. Even though he added these words, which are a little bit of a reboy, that I won't taste the Tavshul. Mutter Be'ava. If he said that, he's Mutter on a thick type of porridge or an oatmeal. Again, it's a drusha, stretching it and showing me how big a Kiddush is. That when you say tavshil shani toyim, he's mutter. Even though he said shani toyim, it doesn't obligate him more. Still, you're bound to tavshil. Tavshil only a soft food. Not
is he allowed to taste it though? Could he dip it and put it on his
tongue? No. We don't learn how to say that minatayim is not adding anything. It's just adding in to stretch the chiddush. That even though you said shani toyim, which is like you're putting all your force in,
put it on his tongue and just taste it.
Okay, you have to know what's called nana. He's not allowed to be nana. No, he's not allowed. He might be Nene.
Because that's Nene.
So it's just.
I don't understand how it's a drasha. I don't understand this concept that it's just a drasha, but it doesn't really mean anything. That doesn't.
No, he's just saying, at the end of the day, it's not being marred by anything. It's, in the end of the day, when you said, Koinim Tav Shel Shani Nene.
It means something. It's giving more weight to the,
that's the drash.
In which case you're going
to. In either case, it's giving more weight to the other side.
But if it would work,
even if you have a lotion that sounds
that's what he said. That's teretz.
But we won't move. We won't budge from the.
But if halacha, that doesn't the word shiny tome doesn't change what's that
word. When someone makes a nether, the words shiny tome don't do anything in reality. It's just for drasha here. And you see that the hey here or the other case is string.
So it seems in that regard that the rod is more consistent here with how we treated that Mishnah than the Rosh and Tosfos, because they're saying, yeah, Shani Tom, it doesn't really add anything.
Well, that part is consistent. Yeah, it's a whole loop shot in the Gemara. The Mem Tesa has nothing to do with Hey Yediyah.
No, but
there was just Tavshil.
But it's still consistent.
He says that, seems to. That idea of the Lav Dafka, and it's just coming to pull back how far the Chiddush is, coming to stretch the Chiddush to show you.
Can we ask the same question on the other side, meaning Tosfos, what does Tosfos do with the Hey Yediyah?
He doesn't.
Why is there a Hey Yediyah there?
No.
Just the same way we said, well, it seems like Shani Tom is superfluous. It's not really doing it.
No, Minakovish.
Practically speaking. So why don't we ask the same question
about
the Hey Yediyah?
He learned that Lav Davka. I won't eat Kovish.
Everything's all about the Shani Tom that really has packed with meaning. And that expands it.
Right.
So why did they bother presenting it with the Hey Yediyah?
Yeah, because that was just Minak Kavosh. That's a way of talking. I won't eat from the Kavosh. Yeah, Lav Dafka.
Well, if you say if that's just the way of talking, so maybe Shani Tom is just the way of talking.
No, but Shani Tom is two more words. It sounds like a little more of a reboy. That you can't, it's very hard to say that those words are not doing anything. It's two extra words from a sentence. Hakovish is just a way of describing. I make a neder min hakovish, so that could just be a way of talking. Min kovish, min hakovish, so that could be lav davka. But shani toyim is two extra words.
Yeah.
Do we say is it same drasha and shalok? The next case.
Yeah, it probably is. It we could see the run, but it looks like I think there's one more place. Where, Len already had a great, great memory back from Mem Tesa Med Aleph. That was one place where we said it first. You'll see, I guess we keep our eyes open as we go on. We didn't have, we had it on Nun Aleph Med Aleph. The question is, turn back to Nun Aleph Med Aleph. We had it in the Mishnah and one place. We had Koinim Ayor L'Kedev Shani Toyim Ozu B'chol Anase B'Kedera. But there we didn't bring out the idea of the Ani Toyim. But you have to, but I think it's going to be the reoccurring theme every time when we have this Shani Toyim. This seems to be the classical pshat, at least according to the Ran. Okay, so that's the Mishnah here. Now the end of the Mishnah of Shaluk. So the Mishnah continues. What about Shaluk? So Shaluk, Mina Shaluk, any other element of Shaluk shall baser. So Shaluk, so we remember back before on that Mem Tes Amidal, because Mem Tes stands for meat or my Tavshil, even though Tes is tough, but Tavshil, whatever, my Tavshil. So that's not Mem Tes. We spoke about what Shaluk is, Rashi and the Taisus. Versus the Ran, the Rashi, they learned Shaluk is overcooked. The Ran says it couldn't be overcooked, it's undercooked. Fine. So whatever you learn that pshat back there, that's going to be the pshat right here. So let's say, according to the Ran, it means undercooked. According to Rashi, it's overcooked. So, Eina Yasser Elmina Shaluk Shalbasser. He's Usser on Shaluk Shalbasser. So why? Why is Shaluk Shalbasser? What's a pshat? So again, you'll have to say these pshatim. The Rashi, Rashi saying here, it's stam. When you talk about sholok stam, so Rashi, and Rashi means, sholok means undercooked. So you have to say that what's the stam thing, which is sholok, which is undercooked, it's basar. Now,
so how sholok is basar?
Well, the Ran, according to the Ran, the hey ha sholok is going to be basar. The sholok is basar. According to the Rashi,
sholok on its own, according to Ran, would expand a little, right?
According to Rashi, sholok stam would be
ha sholok basar.
Sholok stam would be basar. If you'll add in the words shani toyem, then it's, you're also on everything which is undercooked. And according to the Ran, it would be different. You read it with the hey ayidua, and therefore it says hashalok. Hashalok means the one which is always known as undercooked, which is and also from basar. It's only basar. And if you say shalok shani tayim, so you left out the hey hashalok. So shalok is anything which is undercooked. Shani tayim azuchal hashalukim is also an all shalukim, and then you'll have to say the same shot. And I don't know. Let's see the Ran. Does he even finish this up? He says v'kulam asitzen, the fourth skinny line, fifth skinny line, nine lines from the top. V'kulam asitzen v'chi agam mefarsha. Yeah, you'll have to explain the whole Mishnah like this. Now, officially, we have that's the end of the Mishnah, but it seems that the Mishnah really was cut up improperly. If you have a letter there at the end of the Mishnah. Is there an aleph?
Yeah.
It seems that Gaon Sfatim says that the Reisha Mishnah Haba, that the next Mishnah, Min Hatzli, is really Shayach Lekan. It's really a continuation. That Kain Hu Berif. You look at the Rif and the Ramban and the Tosfos, there, they have it that it's one long Mishnah, which means we're not ready for the Gemara yet. And the reason, by the way, is you can even see, because our Gemara is going to say Maliach. If you see eight lines into the Gemara, it starts speaking about the Sholok, my the Tzli, my the Maliach, my He, my Maliach, but we never spoke about Maliach. So how could the Gemara speak about Maliach if the Mishnah didn't speak about Maliach? So it appears that really you have to, it's one big Mishnah. And he says that's what the Tosfos, if you see the Tosfos, so therefore, so let's go a little further into the next mission, and then we'll have to come back to the Gemara afterwards. Well, we can read the Gemara because we'll just take on that we know what Maliach is. So let's just read the Gemara, and then we'll see. Five lines on the top. Amar le Reb Acha, the Reb Avya, the Reb Ashi, Amar Dikovish, my, let's say he says Dikovish with a Dalit. Now you have a Dalit instead of saying the words Hakavush. So going to the Ran, the Hey Hayidia. Let's say you didn't say Hakavush. You said Dikavush. Would the words Dikavush have the same connotation? Wait. Well, what is the Dalit? What is the Dalit special about? So in Aramaic, a Dalit could be Sheh. It could be similar, like. Dear Kavush, that is Kavush. So that has a connotation like a hey of HaKavush in Hebrew. Mishnahs are generally written in Hebrew. So here the question is, what would be if you say Dear Kavush? Says Reb Acha, maybe Dear Kavush would be the same idea to be limiting it to the one, according to the Ran, the Kavush, which was Kavush El Yerek. That's the Shiloh. So yeah, I don't see any Gemara, any Ran on this, but that seems to be the Shiloh. Do you say that the hay will be the Dalit is a similar? Let's see the Rashi.
Is that letter of Hayadiyah even in the vernacular, even not in Lashon Kodesh?
Is what?
Do you apply that concept even in a non Lashon Kodesh language?
Yeah. If does it, how far do you take that Dalit? Is it like a hey? Is it Dalit in Aramaic like a hey?
I mean, if you could say it, if you could find an example in English, I don't know what the example would be, but whatever, where you only think of that person or that thing. Would that would you apply that klal?
I guess the question is, does it have the same connotation? Do we say, do we say it goes into other languages, the same idea? So the Rashi here, let's see if the Rashi speaks out similar. According to the Ran, it's very clear what the Shaila is. The truth is, the Ran is, in the beginning, he brings down the Kavosh Mai, the Sholok Mai. So the Ran, let's say, is around 20 lines from the top. It says Gemara, who? First of all, line is who? Gemara, the Kavosh Mai, the Sholok Mai, the Fi Perish Region, Shepi Raj Mishosenu. According to the first pshat that we said in the Mishnah, She'ikra Chilaku. The main difference is, Imiskiru B'Shem Ayidia, Imloi, Imlav, did you say the Hey Ayidia? Hachanami Mubayale. Here it's very Geshmak. That's the Shaila. Ki Amar Dikavash, Dishalak, Bidalid, using a Dalid, Imashma Ayidua.
Right of the run.
The big right of the run. But if you go with the other pshat,
right,
which
shiny tone, then
from the other Mepharshim,
why would Dalid make a difference?
So then, right, what was Hakavash? Hakavash just meant the classical one, or Kavash would also mean Kavash or Hakavash. Just the main factor, according to Rashi, was Shani Toyim, that was one that came to be marba other foods. So, Frekdaran, Lafi Perush, Acharon, Shepi Rashnu, he brought down the opposition, according to those other Mepharshim, who say that the Surah Masisim Shum Shani Toyim, why is the Isser all expansive, according to them, is because you said the word Shani Toyim. Hacham is Havkalei. So here, what's the suffix? What's the suffix? What does the Dalit have to do with anything? There was no Shaila. It wasn't a hay that was saying Hakavash to be only Yerek. So why should there be a Chilik about a Dalit? So the Ran, he wants to answer for that other Tzad. Interesting. He's bringing it down on their behalf. So the Ran says, So the Ran says, "Hocha misafkale, he omar kovush beloy shani toyim hechi mashma." So he says, let's say he would say hechi he omar. Now they by the way say there's a printing mistake over here because he says, "Hocha misafkale, he omar kovush beloy shani toyim." But here we're not really asking such a shaila if he says kavish b'lo shani toyim. So right. So therefore, the hagayis v'tziyunim and the new gemaras they bring down to change the word to dir kavish. So therefore, the shaila here is if he says dir kavish b'lo shani toyim without adding in the words shani toyim hechi mashma. What is the mashmois? What is the implication? Do you say, is the Shani Toyim? We said Shani Toyim is Marba. So would Dir Kavush have a mashmois somehow of being Marba?
So he's saying maybe there's other things that are Marba, like Shani.
Just like Shani Toyim.
Right. And that's the question on their side. Is Dalit enough to Marba? Hey was not enough, but maybe Dalit is.
Yeah. it's an interesting Havamina. But the question is
but depending on how the Gemara answers, it could be that the Rashi would say, well, you see the Gemara answers and no, it had no effect, showing that in the first case, the hay also had no effect.
Well, according to Rashi, the hay is not anything special.
No, I know, but maybe the answer to this Dalit question points out that the hay has nothing special.
That's the answer. That's how we knew it retroactively, is it?
We're saying that, that the case brings out this Dalit, and then it says, no, the Dalit does nothing. And it's like, okay, that's the Raya, that the Hay did nothing.
I don't know. I think you're trying to work it backwards, reverse engineering. But I think the Hay is clear. It does. According to Rashi, Hay doesn't do anything. Rashi, Tosis, and the Rush all say that the Hay
doesn't do anything. But maybe the Dalit is a limiter.
But maybe the Dalit is something. So what you see here is a fascinating thing that the Ran is picking up on, that the Gemara didn't say Shani Toyim. When the Gemara asked about Dalit, Dik Kavush,
right,
Gemara left out the Shani Toyim.
Right. It's asking just on the Dalit.
So and it's asking just on the Dalit and leaving out, that's all part of the equation.
So he reversed engineered it as well, maybe though.
Why?
That's maybe what forced him to say the Shani Tovim makes a difference.
That what? What is that? What?
That's why he's saying in the first part of the Mishnah that Shani Tovim makes a difference, because he was two steps ahead and said, here, it doesn't make any sense, therefore.
Hey, what the, but Shani Tovim itself, even if you don't go reverse, you go forward, Shani Tovim is always a reboy.
Yeah.
What did you mean by reverse engineering here?
Means he read the whole thing together, and then when this part didn't make sense, it helps teach you what the beginning is.
That's okay.
Well, I could have read it straight also. He says Shani Tovim is a reboy. He wasn't Messiachis. He didn't go into the hay. Kavosh means...
Right, and then this is just the raya.
And the question is, what's the halacha? It's not a raya, it's a question. It's a shiloh. What's the halacha if he says Dalid, Dikavosh, and says the Ran, and he leaves out the word Shani Tovim? It's a two-step shiloh. Because if you would say Dikavosh, Shani Tovim...
Right, then Rashi and Tosis would have legs.
Then it would be usher on everything. So that's not the shiloh. Says the Ran, you could be medayik that the Gemara left out the word Shani Tovim. And it's only a shiloh of
Dalit. That highlights that it's all about the Hey Ayidia.
The Hey, right.
Right, that's what you mean.
No. Yeah. Well, what do you mean Hey Ayidia?
Because the
Rashi does hold of Hey Ayidia.
If you got this part of the equation and you left out a factor of Shani Tovim, that means that this is the Iker part of the equation. What's the letter before Kavush?
So let's say there's Hey. Let's say there's a Hey before Kavush.
That's a riot to the Run. I get what he's saying.
No, but we're not going to the Run right now. We're going
You're trying to understand how the Run is defending Tosfos.
The Run is explaining how Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rush are learning.
So in terms of that, there's not reverse engineering. It's about maybe Ein Hachinami, the Hey means nothing, right, but maybe the Dalit does mean something.
Right. That's how they're learning.
Right.
But it's exactly. Much weaker side. Yeah. Like the Ron fits a lot better now.
You're saying because what do you got?
The Gemara would have said Shani Tovim.
No, what the, that's good that he left out Shani Tovim. According to Rashi, Rush, and Tosfos, that is exactly why to develop a new Shaila, you have to drop out Shani Tovim. If you don't drop out Shani Tovim, then there's not gonna be a Shaila. If you say the cover Shani Tovim, it will be simple.
Isolating
your
variables. No, because if the Gemara would have said it, then it's not simple. That maybe it's only the Dalit that's the factor.
The Rabbi's isolating the variable.
If you would have said what? If you would have said
Dekavo Shani Tovim.
Yeah, you said Dekavo Shani Tovim.
If that was the Gemara Shaila, then it would be still hyper focused on that. Is Dalit different than the Hay? Does that mean something else?
No, it wouldn't play a role because. Even if you say Stam Kavosh is Stam, is only Yerek. Dalid, what would Dalid be?
It clearly plays a role, because otherwise the Gemara wouldn't have asked it.
No, the question is without the Shani Tovim. Without Shani Tovim is a Shaila. If you say Shani Tovim, it wouldn't be a Shaila. The Shaila would be a non-starter.
Uh-huh. That's how the Rashi's learning.
That's how Rashi's learning. And it ends Meduik. The Gemara Taka left out the word Shani Tovim. Okay. But you say Shani Tovim, Shani Tovim is just always just tuck it in and just put it.
It will expand it.
It'll always expand it to everything.
But is the Ran, like, is he also using this as he's saying, okay, fine, in those cases you would need Shani Tovim, but I'm still correct with the Hey. I'm not clear how it necessarily supports one side or the other here.
Well, no, it supports the Ran because it's very smooth.
It does support the Ran.
It's very smooth. I wouldn't say it's not a Raya Brura.
Right, no. But it's smoother. It's
smooth.
Because he holds that Shani Tovim is kind of irrelevant.
Irrelevant. Right. But that's why they weren't.
But he's understanding that.
But the real reason, it's also why it's very geschmack, is because he had a whole thing about the Hey. The Hey idea.
Yeah, that was the whole,
now they're saying, and what about a Dalit? And what about a Dalit?
He's willing to say that. With the Dalit, maybe. Is that
right? The Shiloh? Hey, was the whole point of the first line of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara. And let's say you do a Dalit. Would you also say that there's a Dalit Ayudia?
Rashi is basically asking, the Gemara is saying, is a Dalit as strong as Shani Tovim? That's what it's asking. Is it the same thing?
So according to Rashi, it's Shver, because we weren't talking about a Hey Ayudia at all. We were speaking about Stam Kavosh, what Stam. And all of a sudden you say, and what happens if you say a dalid? So that's like out of left field.
Right.
That's why it's not so smooth.
Yeah.
And on that, the Ran is coming to answer for Rashi. And he's saying that
maybe hey had no significance. It was irrelevant.
Right. But a dalid is like shiny tome. Right. A dalid is like shiny tome.
Which is hard to understand.
Well, no, the Ran would say. The Ran would say.
Because we have this concept of hey, ayyadiyad.
Right.
And if you look the other way, so do you transfer that over to another language?
Right. Hachim, yeah, that's the shaila.
If hey, ayyadiyad is irrelevant, then
okay.
Why bother asking the question?
Okay, it's an interesting thing. If the hey idea is not relevant, but maybe the dalit idea, maybe the dalit is relevant. That's why it's out of left field. According to Rashi, you're landing with this whole new thing, which you didn't want to entertain with the hey, but you are entertaining with the dalit.
Yeah.
Does the Gemara give out? Do we have an answer of whether the dalit makes a difference?
So we could see the answer too. We will see the answer. So what was your question?
No, I think I understand. Yeah.
Okay. Right. And you were saying something before?
No, I'm good.
Okay. So that's the Ran's shot on behalf of the Rashi. Yeah, so let's see the Gemara. So the Gemara answers. How's it mashma? Heichin, so this is, as they say, the Lashon Nedarim is Mashona. The words of Nedarim are strange. It's a little bit like Yerushalmi. So these words, heichin, but it's a way of saying, how is it mashma? And the Gemara answers again, strange words. Tiboy, which is a way of saying it's teku. Tiboy is the Yerushalmi's way of saying teku.
We don't know.
So he right.
Uh-huh. So that maintains this whole machlokas between Rashi and Ryan.
Yeah. So it's not gonna right. Either way. So and how do you paskin? So the Ran ends off and says that Visalka bayan b'teku l'chumra. So the Ran says you have to go l'chumra.
Then that's sure on the run. Because why would?
But even if it had been resolved, wouldn't it have really affected the argument? I don't see.
It would have strengthened one side.
Would it have though? The hay could either be relevant. Because
if the hay is
could
if
be relevant,
would have said,
the hay could be irrelevant.
Yeah, you
could be irrelevant.
Right.
So it doesn't really. It wouldn't have propelled the argument forward.
I guess.
Yeah, it would just solve who's right, but.
No, but it wouldn't have added to the argument about the hay, whether what the hay
right,
status is.
Right.
Yeah, it wouldn't have helped the hay. No, the hay, according to Rashi, the hay is nothing. And according to Ran, the hay is for sure limiting
it.
Hot. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah. And when it comes to Dalit, okay, that's a different
yeah. And so that would also apply to any other thing other than the hey or shiny do it. The Dalit is like a raya that like any other language, then we're in a suffix of whether that's all or exclusive.
You're saying we would have the same suffix. If you have another language, you might have the same suffix. Could be. You're saying what would be? Is this is saying maybe if you have another language it might be a shaila? Yeah, it could be. Could be. So yeah, it is interesting. The Rashi actually doesn't learn exactly the way the Ran purports him to do to be. The words, if the Rashi, you see the Rashi here. So he's saying if you don't, but he's saying a little bit. If you say the way the Ran said, if you say kavush beloy, look at the Rashi here. The Rashi speaks out in the Gemara, the first skinny line. Amar kind of the kavush alai the shalak alai my mi arina the kavush dami kemad amar ha kavush. When you say kavush, is that or dick kavush? Is that like
kavush?
Idilma dummy command amar kavush shani toyim. Also the chalak vushim.
Right, yeah. So is the dalit like shani tom or not? Is basically his question.
Yeah. So dick kavush is yeah. So also the chalak
vushim. Well, is the dalit like the hay, basically, or not?
Yeah, that's so clear.
Does the Dalit isolate like the hay, or does it?
No, because the hay does nothing for Rashi. So he's saying, is the Dalit more like shiny tone? Which does nothing.
Really?
Because Rashi holds hot kavush does nothing.
So if it does nothing, so then how would we learn?
We would learn that it's just dumb.
It's the most popular thing?
Yeah, most expensive.
But that's, no.
No?
No, know. It's the least expensive. The shiny tome is more expensive.
But that sounds like, hey.
Rashi's view is the hay does nothing.
Yeah.
So he's saying, is the doll like the hay, it does nothing? Or is it like, have a shiny tome where it does something? Where it expands the...
Interesting. You're saying it does nothing, and if it does nothing, it means
it's limited. It defaults to the most common. Popular. Yeah,
it defaults to the most popular, which is equivalent to the hay, which also I like.
But he's
the most popular.
Is staying lishitaso?
That's true.
So this is a whole loop shot. You see, this really boils down to that emendation that we made here. I said that in the new Gemaras, they make an emendation and change the word kovush. It's de kovush. We put in the run that if he's going in this step of the Gemara, it should be saying that hakam is there. The suffix is, he says de kovush. But really, the Rashi and the Rosh, they're saying a different shot. It's not so much the de kovush. Not sure. The lesson of Rashi's, what's Rashi Shaila now? Dick Kovash is somehow.
Max wants
he's saying, like, is the dollar like shiny tome or not?
Right.
That's his.
Right. Max wants, yeah, it's true.
Yeah. I think Max wants to say as if it's not there at all.
No,
no,
what, no.
The dollar?
No, is that not? No, it's.
He's saying, is the dollar like a hay or is a dollar like a shiny tome? If it's like a hay, it doesn't do anything, it stays to the limit. If it's like shiny tome, it expands. That's what he's saying.
Somehow this Dalid has a connotation of Shani Tayyum, as you're saying.
Right.
Dick like, Kovash is inclusive, is a reboy, like it's saying Kovash Shani Tayyum.
That's the Gemara Shaila.
That's weird. Does a Dalid act like a hay in isolating, or does a Dalid, without saying any tom, expand, act as an expander?
Yes, that's his question.
Wow. Okay.
So according to Rashi, a hay is nothing, shiny tome is everything, dalit is a suffix, which way it goes.
Kilo, yes, exactly. Because you look at the...
That's a whole new idea there into the mix. Does that fit in with our structures? I mean,
yeah, Rashi has
to... with Rashi's structure, yeah.
Rashi's structure has to go with this. And by the way, the Rush also is faithful to this also, because the Rush says, and the Rush says, "Kavish by the Shalig Mai, Kilu Kavish Nami Yodilma Akilu, right? Kilu Kavish Dami Akilu Nami Shani Toyim. Is it like Kavish?
And that makes sense. Or like they wouldn't say Shani Toyim in the question, because if you're asking if the Dalit
right, for Shani Toyim would be for
means
sure.
Shani Toyim, then don't say Shani Toyim.
Right.
Because Dalit is telling you shiny tone. It's true. Interesting.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's Meduyuk that you left it out. So, right. Have a command the Amar Kavishani Tayyam. Correct? Because that's the whole replacement. So, therefore, left it out. Exactly.
Okay.
So, this is the machlekes between.
What does the Rosh say?
Yeah, no, it's the same thing. Rosh says the same shot as the Rashi. And. So we're coming out with a big machlekes, how to learn the, between the Pashup Shad and the Ran, which is very, very easy, as opposed to the Rosh, Rashi, and Taisus, which you could say this pshat, that it has to do, according to them, it has to do either, we'll have a new suffix about a Dalit, if it's like a hay, or a Dalit will take over Shana time.
Where did you see that the Ran brought down the question?
The Ran just said that you go to Chumrah. Hey, right before the next Masnisen, he just said the last words were Vizalka Bayan Bateku L'Chumrah. That this is a suffix, and Teku means we don't know how to Paskin, so therefore you go to Chumrah.
If you said Dalit, you'd be expanding.
So according to this, whenever you have a suffix that's not Paskin, you go to Chumrah. Especially because it's a Nadarm, it's a Deraisa, something Nadarm Lachumra, you'll go Lachumra.
Everything.
So
if he says Dalit, then it's going to be Usr on Everything.
Any type of pickle thing.
Because we're going to take on that. According to Rashi, we'll take on it means shani toyim. It means.
But don't we first ask what he means by it, or and then if we so, did, if we didn't have an answer, we would go with this.
So this is a good shaila. This takes us back to the Rambam. How you say we saw the Rambam that said, why do you need to tell me all these cases? Just go look at what people do. So the Radvaz said it depends. If there's no minug, then we need to look at this all these things. There's no minug of that lushan, that nation, that place, and that time. Then this is the default of what you fall back onto. So if there's a minug, then we follow the minug. I don't think we would even ask him.
Oh, so we don't ask what did you mean by that statement? You see, just go with the stum of that culture.
We go by the culture. The way people speak. Yeah, yeah.
I thought we only did that as a default when he doesn't clarify.
So the truth is, we'll go back all the way to an earlier Mishnah that says that sometimes you can have two connotations in one statement. When we had all the way back in the beginning, we had like certain words you could say two meanings.
Ambiguous.
If a man says, I won't have anah from my wife, and now he's on a second wife. So do we believe him if he says, I met my ex-wife, my ex-wife. Do we believe him to touch that up? Or if he says, Cherem, to his friend, he says, you're a Cherem on me. Now, Cherem means, like we say here in the Pasuk, Cherem means it's Osir, like something will be obliterated. It's Osir Bana. So do we believe him to say that? No, but I meant to say that there's a word, Cherem, which means a net, a fisherman's net. I meant to say his fisherman's net is Osir me. Do we believe him to say, Le perush.
Now you're just trying to get out of it, or
so we say. Stam nedarim. If you say stam nedarim, if you don't explain it, is lahachmir uperushay and lahakel. We do believe you to be mako. If you explain yourself, when it's two different connotations, but it has to be at least viable, feasible.
Yeah. It has to be explained right at the time of the minute. No?
And we had three different pshatim from the when we brought the Rambam and the Mefarish. With three different pshatim. One pshat was, maybe we only believe him right away. If he comes back a week later, we wouldn't believe him. That was one of the perushim. It's touching on this, maybe, but maybe that's a little different because that has two different explanations, what he could mean. He's coming in and pumping in his own loop shot. Here, it sounds like we would go with the way of the country, the way of how people talk. You want to know, could he be Naaman to say against it? That Radvaz who said, the Radvaz said we would, your Radvaz is asking, why do you need to say it? Just look around at what people do. Yeah, so it sounds like the two steps are either we look what people do, or the other way is.
So if he says, like, I'm making a netter if my wife doesn't come home by 6 o'clock. Then she does come to the 7. He's like, no, but I said 6 a.m., not p.m. Like,
it has to be feasible. If it's totally out of whack,
that's not
it's totally out of whack, we wouldn't accept. That would be Perusha Lahakal. See, Al Gamar is not saying Perusha Lahakal.
Sounds like fishnet.
No. You have to know. You have to judge.
6 p.m. Yeah, 6 a.m.
You have to judge the case. Right. Well, you don't know what we're talking about. Is she coming home from a walk around the block, or you have to see the context.
She's out for to Sobeys.
Yeah, but at least that Gemara is Perusha Lahaka when you're trying to squeeze another taich into the word. Our Gemara is saying where there's two different meanings depending on the lashem and eldim. Our name, this whole thing is all lashem and eldim. So Radvaz is saying, why do we need to do this? Why don't we just ask him? Or the Radvaz is saying, well, when he's not there, the default, these would be the default when we don't have when he's not here. Right?
Well, also, like that's what I was asking yesterday. I thought the importance of it, or part of it, was that if the default is to ask the person, then the nedarim would become meaningless because people could just say, oh, no, that's not what I meant. That, you know, they suddenly decide that. At the time, they genuinely meant I wanted to prohibit myself from all pickled foods, but then I've had second thoughts. So I'm going to say, no, I just meant this. So that's why understanding Lashon and Adam is crucial to the credibility of the neder.
Well, there's two
otherwise,
things.
People would keep making excuses like I did, and they'd always have a Pesach to get out of it.
Yeah, but Stam Perush and Lahakal, if you look back at that daf, is only things that are feasible. You have to know where we draw the line. How many perushim do we let? What type of perush do we accept?
But we don't start with what he meant, right? We don't start with, that's not the default.
Right. Right. He has to come forward and say that. Yeah, it's true. Okay, so this is, that's the halacha here, that we go with these lashonis. Now, okay, let's go a little further, and then maybe we'll go back to the Rambam maybe tomorrow to see this a little bit more. But is it just to go a little further, the next case in the Mishnah, min hatzli. So we spoke this out. Min hatzli is roasted. What any else element of tzli shall baser? Tzli is tzli shall baser is roasted. Divrei Reb Yehuda. That's what Reb Yehuda says. Now it's interesting here that Reb Yehuda is the first time he pipes up. Why is Reb Yehuda here the first time? Where was he before? Is he not relevant before? Is this one big Mishnah? So, according to what we did say, according to a lot of the Mefarshim, that this Mishnah is really one big Mishnah. So
then why is Rabbi Yehuda?
So is this all Rabbi Yehuda? Maybe this is all Rabbi Yehuda.
Okay.
It's an interesting thing to think about because I guess we'll see as we go further. Okay. Tzli shani toyeh. If he says tzli shani toyeh without the hay. So according to the Ran, hatzli is only baser. Tzli shani toyeh. So you took out the hay. So therefore, it includes everything roasted. Shani Tayyim says that it does. Well, it's just a reboy, but it, either way, itzli is bechol us bechol tzliyim. According to Rashi, it's without that. That tzli minat tzli. According to Rashi, stam tzli and bechol shani Tayyim includes everything. Minat moliach. What's I asked her and myself anything salted. So what's the what is it included? What's included? A maliach shel dog. Why? So apparently, again, what is salted? When you say I'm asking myself something salted, you mean a fish.
Isn't all meat salted as well?
No, there's salted.
Yeah,
in the cooking process.
That's to get out the blood.
This is the cooking
so process. That's the way they prepare the fish. They make the fish more salted.
Right, we have this... In Shabbos we have this. We had this in Shabbos by there's dog has dog maliach and I think dog espanyos that there are two types of fish which are they could be they're very small so they're able to be just by salting or
rinsing.
No, uh-huh.
But also by rinsing one of them.
That it could be that the gemar malacha and that already makes it cooked on Shabbos. But it's called dag maliach. There it's called dag maliach. So you see here that that could be the classic when you say maliach. Yeah, so let me see if the Iran brings, they don't bring up this line. Okay, further. And if you say shani tayyim, also call maliach. Now, the next words are dag, dogim, shani tayyim. Also ben ben gedel ben ketanim. Bein meluchim, bein tefelim, bein chayim, bein mevushalim. U'mutar betris trufa, u'vitzir hanoider. So what's dag doga? Dag doga, what's dog? What's dog stam? Okay. So let's jump into the Gemara for a second, because the Gemara brings up, interesting, Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Emer, dog shani tayim, if you say I won't eat a fish, dog. Also, we can tell him, a dog means big. A dog means a big fish. Dogim. Doga. On the other hand, doga. Shani, shani time. I won't taste a doga. Also, we can tell him, doga is small. Dog is big.
Uh-huh.
And so dog, doga.
Is both?
Is both.
Uh-huh.
Dog, doga, shani time. Also, baby, gedalim, baby, gedalim. So it's very interesting. So how does he get this? A dog is big, doga is small, and dog doga is both.
It might just be that's in that in those days, that's how you describe the fish, mm-hmm. So you know what size it is.
So, okay, maybe that was the way they talked.
Just like us saying I'm maser on a fish versus us on a minnow, right? It's just...
interesting because they use them and they're not expanding.
By which one? By Daga?
He says
Daga.
Dag shani ton, asubikaton, lesubikana. But he says shani ton. Shouldn't that expand it? According to our structure, according to
no,
one
side,
that's
according
according
to one
to
side,
Rashi. Yeah.
According to the Rashi, Tosfos, for the Rush, when you say ani tom, it expands it.
So
But
going
here
to the
they're
Ran,
keeping it as dag,
if it's the real definition,
as big.
yeah. So if that's the ultimate definition of dag, Rashi already told us that we don't veer off from the definition. Shani toim could be marba in the definition, but it can't be marba other things.
What's dag dag?
Dag
dagim.
That would be both.
So you're saying they're like different words, basically. So that doesn't the shiny tongue doesn't matter.
What does shiny tongue do there, according to
Rashi?
Rashi.
Yeah. So if you just look, how do you know these are different words? Look at the next line for a second. Amalei popular by me mighty dog. How do you know that dog shiny tongue dog godel? How do you know a dog is godel? So he brings a raya from Yoina. We read on Yom Kippur. Yoina. It says, Vayeman Hashem dog gadol livloyes Yoina. It says Hashem prepared a big fish to swallow up Yoina. So must be. It says dog gadol. So that shows you that this the two lines before it gets wide. You see here that dog means dog gadol because it says here clear. Dog gadol. It says it clear. So then there you see one pasuk.
What is it? So dag gadol lo esyona? Is that
so
yeah? It says clearly in the pasuk that
Vayiman
Hashem sent
right.
Special Hashem prepared. Vayiman means he prepared a dog gadol livlo esyona, a big fish to swallow yona. So you see,
why
dog,
did it say gadol? Should have just said
yeah. And if you're saying that dog was someone who's a dog, so then what's the part?
It's revealing here. It's revealing here that dog is big.
No, if it didn't, in other words, if it didn't say gadol,
how do we know that it's big?
If you didn't say gadol, you know it's big.
Okay, how do we know?
This is very big.
If well, not what's going to swallow a man?
It's a whale.
What's going to swallow a man?
It's going to swallow a man. Yeah, yeah.
The fact that it didn't say dog gadol tells you that dog gadol means dog means a big fish. Yeah.
From the fact of what?
It didn't say dog gadol that he was swallowed by a dog gadol. Must mean that dog gadol is small.
Because dog would be a big contradiction in terms to say
right.
Dog gadol.
Right.
But dog gadol is considered ruined.
That's right. Gadol.
Well, this is a very big fish.
So the truth is, in the back of the Gemara, if you look at the back, you're Mechavin, Zach, you are on. Can I borrow your Gemara for a second? In the back, that's a really deluxe Gemara, beautiful Gemara. In the back is the Mefarshim. They speak out Zach's Kasha. Why do you have to say it then? So why do you say Gadol? I read you the Mefarshim here. The Meloya Royim says, Vayman Hashem, Tema, it's a wonder. Adarabba, the opposite. Mid Itzrich Leferushe Godol. In fact, they have to say Godol. Shema Mina, the Kol Makam. You see from here that every other place, Shamar, dog.
It's small.
Hukatan, it's small.
All right.
Except when you with the argument that it didn't say Daga. Gadol, because
right.
That would be a contradiction in terms.
Right,
but isn't the next
okay? That
isn't the next
time
the Gemara.
My answer is true. This is there's like small fish, there's big fish, and this is a whale,
enormous fish.
This is a yeah.
It's
so a, you need to use dag gadol to show that this is bigger than just a dog.
One second, but then usually dog is
big.
Yeah.
You know, like a grouper or a tuna fish.
Oh,
but Daga Gadol is the whale. This is the biggest fish there.
So the rise is not from the word gadol then?
The gadol is expanding. Doug is, this is even
gadol,
bigger than an
right,
average dog.
Yeah, but you, what
no,
the
a whale is not a fish.
Doug alone? Gadol is not the raya. Right? You push a shot, you would read
right.
The Gemara. Like,
that's right.
Doug gadol. You see, Doug is big.
Well, because you wouldn't say daga gadol because now you've got a contradiction in terms.
Daga
so they, you're saying it's derived from the fact it doesn't say daga gadol.
Yeah.
A whole new
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Daga gadol would be like a massive minnow.
Right.
This is a massive fish.
Right. And that's a big fish.
Like a jumbo shrimp.
Okay.
Yeah,
exactly. Okay, tomorrow we have to stop. You're saying the next line is going to be.
When you say.
Thank you.
When it says daga gadol, that's a large. That's explaining a large fish. Daga.
The next line is gonna get into daga also.
We think Daga was large. Is a large fish.
Daga is a minnow.
No, Daga is big. Daga is small.
And Daga Dol is the biggest.
Daga is small.
And a whale is not a fish.
He said a whale is not a fish. It's a mammal.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think? So we have to see the next line, really, because Gemara is going to vote.
What else?
What was your answer to quickly? That it says Dag Shani Toam, and then I said, but one second, if it's the Shani Toam, shouldn't that expand it? And they weren't expanding it; they were leaving it as Dag, as a
no. So they look like the run.
Only a big fish,
according to the
so
run.
That only goes according to that's a
sauce. We're going like the run. It's going like the run,
but
right?
Even Rashi would say that maybe Dag and Daga are two different things.
Yeah.
Right, kavosh and hot kavosh are the same. It's kavosh, but dug and dug are two completely different.
Fish and big fish are two different.
Fish and minnow are two different things.
Yeah. Is that also because
he's saying if you have a definition, the Ashani time is not going to add more things than what's encompassed in the definition.
You want to say dug is a definition.
Dug and daga are different things.
So one second.
Yeah, like
kavush is like a verb.
Tuna fish and minnows are different things.
It's a verb. Is that what you're saying?
Shiny
tone between a verb and
we say fish.
We
say dug.
Not so much.
If I were to say I'm also from minnows, shiny toam.
But dug is we by definition. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Alan, what do you think? Good.
You can argue.
Beautiful.
Too many fish in the sea.
We want to say big fish and small fish.
Yeah, yeah.
Each one
have a great day.
Like 100
yeah. Go ahead. Thank you.
Yeah. All right.